call the June 4th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Quinn?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Mayor?
Excused.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. Let the record reflect that Alderwoman Mayor is here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a properly noticed meeting and a quorum. We'll move to item B, approval of the minutes in your packets. There is a regular meeting minutes of May the 7th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Also in your packet was the minutes from the special meeting of May 14th. Any additions or corrections? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, Tuckaway Country Club Natural Resources Special Exception Application for Tuckaway Country Club for the purpose of allowing repairs and improvements of existing navigable stream structures and floodplain to protect the stream and nearby properties while increasing the safety and aesthetics on Tuckaway Country Club property. That property is located at 6901 West Drexel Avenue. Currently zoned P1 Park District, P2 Business District, R3 Suburban Estate, and Floodway and Conservancy. This is a public hearing, but first let's get an introduction. Mr. Teagle.
Thank you. The Tuckaway Country Club is proposing to repair some existing structures that are associated with the Legend Creek that goes through the golf course. As you can see in the photograph, there's a couple of ponds in the northeast corner of the golf course. Those ponds are connected by a series of culverts or metal pipes. There's four of them that they're proposing to alter. One actually they're proposing to remove entirely, the shortest one. Proposing to repair and reline, putting a PVC type pipe on the inside of each of those pipes. That's the method of repairment. And then two of them have outlet structures or water control structures that the DNR has determined is dammed. They're going to remove those, replace those two with new structures. Because that's located within a navigable stream and within the floodplain, the natural resource special exception is required here. It can be noted that the applicant has prepared a number of materials aligning what they're proposing to do. It's in the Plan Commission packet. Staff is recommending approval of a number of conditions primarily related to obtaining more additional and detailed information about the natural resources that may be out there. We want confirmation that there are or are not any wetlands and confirmation if any of those are impacted, for instance. But with those conditions, staff would be recommending approval.
Thank you, Mr. Fuchs. You have a public notice to read.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 4th, 2015 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application from Tuckaway Country Club for a special exception to natural resource feature provision for property located at 6901 West Drexel Avenue, zoned P1 Park District and C1 Conservancy District, which bears tax key number 804-9989-022. The request special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing for approximately 350 square feet of disturbance to line cover 1, 450 square feet of disturbance to remove cover 2 and restore fill the area, 600 square feet of disturbance to replace dam 1 and line cover 3, and 855 square feet of disturbance to replace dam 2 and line cover 4. To allow for repairs and improvements of the existing navigable stream structures and floodplain to protect the stream and nearby properties while increasing safety and aesthetics on Tuckaway Country Club property.
Thank you, Mr. Fuchs. It appears that we were properly noticed. This is a public hearing, but one other announcement. Because it's a natural resources special exception public hearing, our local ordinances require that all testimony be sworn. So I will open the public hearing portion of this item. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Sir, please use the microphone, give us your name and address, and then be sworn.
My name is Dominic Jufri.
Mr.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
My name is Dominic Jufri. It's my wife, Joan Jufri. We live at 8101 South 68th Street.
Thank you.
Directly east of Tuckaway.
Please raise your right hand. Mr. Jufri, do you swear that the testimony you're about to give in this matter is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
We've been a resident of Franklin since 1975. We lived in this house here since 1983. And I've got a couple questions on this proposal. Does this meet all state and federal and city and DNR regulations and codes? The project?
Mr. Deal.
They have not received all approvals yet. This is one of the approvals they need to get, so there's a couple steps they have to go through. The only approval that they have obtained so far is a determination from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources that there is no impact on the floodplain from this project. So no increase, no decrease to the flood levels because of this project. That's the only approval that I'm aware of that they've received so far.
Okay, and in your knowledge, are you convinced that this will not affect, you know where I live, my house?
Only roughly, not exactly.
I'll show you here.
You gotta hold still, guys.
this would be the house right here. So we're in the floodway and the river, right down the river. The house is about 10 feet away from the corner.
The question I'm asking, am I assured from the city standpoint that it will not adversely affect my property in any way?
From a floodplain standpoint, DNR is more knowledgeable about that than we are, so we're relying upon them on the floodplain issue.
Okay, so will you vote on this before or after you get the okay from the DNR?
Well, remember, for the floodplain issue, we did get the okay from the DNR. We want to make sure that if there are any other permits, they get those too. For instance, we want to verify whether there's any wetlands out there and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But for the floodplain, they have that approval already from the DNR.
So I guess my question again is, will you approve this before you get the DNR approval? I'm asking if an assurance from the city that it will not affect my land, if I get that assurance, I have no problem. If I don't...
I believe the floodplain issue would be the only issue that would affect you. And that one, they have received that approval from the DNR. The other issues that staff is going to be talking about, and possibly the Plan Commission, our impact on natural resources. But adjacent properties, as far as I know, there'll be no impacts, but I'm basing that on that letter from the DNR that says there is no impact on the floodplain.
Okay, when do you think you might receive that letter?
We have that already.
We have, okay, good. All right, I guess that's the end of your question.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. My name is Joan Jufri.
Ms. Jufri, please raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you're about to give in this matter is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a question, and I'd like to know what they're lining the culverts with. Riprap, white, natural?
Some kind of PVC piping. It's going to go inside the existing pipes.
But so they're lining the culverts. So I'm assuming a culvert.
In line.
Yep. But there will be nothing that they're lining the stream with, or they're not putting any riprap in, or?
The one location between the two closest ponds. Right here?
Yes.
There's a pipe right there. That pipe is going to be removed, and they're just going to put riprap in its place. But everywhere else, so there's a pipe here. There's a pipe, and this pipe is going to stay. They're just putting a smaller pipe inside this one. This pipe will be removed, and there will be riprap in its place. There's a pipe right here that, again, will stay, and they'll just put a smaller pipe in there. And then one last pipe over here.
So is that last pipe going to be underground?
It already is.
Yes, they're just replacing.
They're putting a new one inside the old one.
Okay. The other question is, when it does flow through the stream and the water gets high, is it going to be able to handle all of that water that's going under 68th Street?
Well, according again to the DNR letter, there's no change. So whatever flooding is out there now will still be out there now. It just won't get worse. It won't get better. It'll stay the same.
But we won't see any riprap from our backyard. I mean, there's no white.
Nope. The only one that they've indicated, again, was that piece right there. Okay.
All right, that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Trufier. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Members of the Planning Commission, questions for staff? Commissioner Haley.
If I'm to understand, the wetland delineation has not been done, nor has it been confirmed?
Correct.
Okay. Again, I'll go here. You know, we're trying to help out, and I've got some other comments about this, but wetland delineation should be the first thing that we're doing when an applicant comes in. In fact, it'd be great if they knew to do that in advance. It's probably the one thing that can throw a project off, cause time delays. I mean, maybe it doesn't apply in this situation, but we've got the Environmental Commission is making their recommendation for a special exception based upon inadequate information. Now, that said, I don't think we've got it here, but we've got to start getting. We really should not be being asked to approve things when we don't know the full story. Now, staff has included in the resolution contingencies that all that needs to happen. That's great. That gives me a comfort level. But again, it may affect their ability to do this in short order. And there probably are wetland impacts associated with it. We don't know. But we really need to get this stuff sooner. Now, that said, you've got existing stuff here. It's got problems with it. The conditions, the photographs show it. It needs to be fixed and repaired. I think they've come up with an excellent solution to do that, far less destructive. By relining the pipes, basically slipping a smaller one in, they're replacing the old metal culvert vertical sections with a concrete box and a trash rack that's designed to not get obstructed in storms. So it will probably actually help. And a much smaller impact to this site. So I have to commend them on the design. I don't see any huge problems, but again, we can make the approvals and the DNR, the Corps of Engineers may still run them through a whole nother issue, and then we may be modifying plans, and now we're back to Environmental Commission. So we can't stop doing that. That said, I think this concerns that I would normally have about impacts to adjacent areas, equipment coming in, things like that, it's a golf course. They're going to be using kid gloves. They'll restore everything. So I have a very high confidence level on this. But we really need to get our natural resources pinned down earlier.
Anyone else? No other comments? Is there a motion regarding special exceptions, item C1A, is there a motion to recommend approval of the Tuckaway Country Club Natural Resources Feature Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council consideration of any Environmental Commission recommendations? Is there a motion?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll move on to, we got way too much papers here. Move on to item 2, Unified Development Ordinance Text Amendment related to roofing, siding, sheet metal work without outdoor storage uses in a non-residential zoning district. This is a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, please, you have a meeting, a public hearing notice?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 4th, 2015 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Christos Camboris for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 1761, roofing, siding, and sheet metal work without outdoor storage to allow for such use as a permitted use in the B3 Community Business District.
The nature of this, Mr. Deedle.
again, as the public hearing noticed, the applicant is requesting a change to the UDO SIC codes and how it fits within the B3 zoning district. So this kind of change could potentially affect all the B3s throughout the entire city. What initiated this is there's an individual specific property that would like to have that type of business located in their building, which is zone B3, and further stating that in that particular instance, that tenant would only be using it for office-related purposes, not as a contractor type shop. However, the SIC code does not distinguish between a shop and an office. If it's that kind of business, you know, in this instance, you know, roofing, siding, sheetwork, it's not allowed. And the SIC codes don't distinguish between whether they have outdoor storage or not, whether it's a shop or not, whether it's just an office or not. So if we would do a UDO text amendment as requested here, we couldn't make that distinction. And they're also asking that this be a permitted use. So it wouldn't have that public hearing opportunity, the further in-depth review that a special use has. So for those reasons, and we think that because it would be open-ended, it could be just office, it could be a shop, it wouldn't necessarily fit in some of the other B3 zoning districts. Some of those B3 zoning districts are shopping centers. Some of those B3 districts are really close to residential development. So we don't think it fits. So we're recommending no. Another thing I could mention is there's a whole bunch of related SIC codes, plumbers, painters, electricians. They're all treated the same way as the roofing and siding is right now. Only allowed as a permitted use in the M1. Only allowed as a special use in the B2, B5, and OL2. They're all the same. So if there was grounds for changing this one, really should be changing all of those. But again, staff doesn't think it's appropriate to change it. However, requests like this have periodically come up. Another one just recently as well. So just within the last week or two, I've talked to the mayor, and staff is going to be proposing to the council, probably at the next council meeting, authority or authorization to do a different kind of UDO text amendment, to create a brand new category, general office, which would be probably permitted, we have to figure that out yet, in most of these business districts, so that you could be a roofer or electrician or a plumber and only be doing office work, and then you'd be okay in these districts. We believe that would be a better way to address this. So that's down the road, no guarantees. Staff's only going to propose that idea to the council at the next meeting, but we think that makes a lot of sense. So bottom line, we'd be recommending no to this one, but we would be supportive if the council was supportive of making that other change for general office, which would probably cover this kind of situation. The only other thing I would note is if the planning commissioner or the council does want to approve this UDO text amendment as proposed tonight, staff does have concerns and would strongly suggest that it be considered as a special use instead of not permitted use. But in best of situation, not approved at all, hoping that this other UDO text amendment that we're asking permission from the council to pursue, we think that would be better. So bottom line, staff's recommending no on this one.
I know there's questions from the commission, but this is a public hearing. I'll open a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? You can't all be here to watch Ewell Landscaping, can you? Okay. I'll give you one last chance. Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Mr. Deedle, so they asked for permitted use.
Before we knew about this other option.
But they did not consider special use.
Oren talked to them, and I don't know what level I can ask. I don't know what level of detail this discussion was, if he addressed the pros and cons of permitted versus special. Looking at their materials, it seems like that's their preference, but I don't know how much Warren said.
So if the commission chose to use their discretion and change the request to a special use, that would require another public hearing, would it not?
No. It would be within the bounds of a decision. It's not uncommon that whatever is proposed by an applicant gets to be by planning commission or council.
In the, all right, I was, but the procedurally, they haven't, they wouldn't have had a special, they wouldn't have had a hearing on the special exception.
Special use.
Special.
Although it's more restrictive, and you would think most people would, from that standpoint, fewer people would be adversely impacted because it would be a stricter process than what they're asking for now.
Okay. In their documentation, they do mention wanting to do some displays and sales from that area. And I did not recall in the documents any specific restrictions on that particular use. Not that I don't have an issue, but sometimes these things have a way of growing.
Correct. And the special use, if that special use process was followed, it gives the council that opportunity. And the Planning Commission at the time it's before us, it doesn't really address the issue if it grows over time after it's approved. Similarly, with a UDO text amendment for general office, staff's already, we've already been talking about this, and we suspect that we probably want to come up with a good definition of what general office means so that it doesn't grow into something over the years that it wasn't really intended to be. You know, clearly, the obvious is things like outdoor storage. That wouldn't be part of the definition of general office. But what if they start to have a significant retail component? That's not general office. So we'd have to define that, and I think that would be the only issue. It's just coming up with a good definition. I think the premise is a real good idea.
Members of the commission? Commissioner Haley?
If I might, could we look at this from the GIS? We didn't have a location map. I just wanted to make sure which building it was. I didn't have time to drive by. I guess based on the information provided from the staff write-up and the fact that there are alternatives, some of which are already being pursued, I would make a motion to deny the proposed unified development ordinance.
I'll second that.
Discussion on that motion? Commissioner Thinnes.
I don't know if I can do this in the confines of this motion, but I just wanted to ask for a clarification. You had mentioned something about using leeway to do temporary or special use.
Make it a special use.
Special use still goes before council if that was done, but a temporary use is the one that this is the end of the line for that. Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Hogan.
What was the time frame that these people wanted to get in there? Would they be able to wait to see this other proposal that the general office or whatever?
I don't know.
Okay.
The answer from staff was I don't know. Alderwoman, Mayor.
Was that proposal coming to the council at the next
the
meeting?
Second, the regular, next regularly scheduled meeting of council.
Okay.
So,
2 weeks. Commissioner Morrow.
So make sure I understand. We could do special exception that would only
special use
that would only apply to this property this time.
It would be a special use for any one of these in any P3 district.
But they would still have to come here to get permission.
So they would still need another step if this got approved as a permitted or as a special, either way, they'd have to come back and file an application as a permitted.
So we could still use special use. And you can still pursue changing the ordinance as you discussed earlier for the new category.
Yes, but if this got approved as a special use, it would be legal non-conforming, and that makes things messy. Generally, don't like to do that. And in the meantime, you know, what happens if something happens between the time this one gets approved and the time the next one approves? Other people can come in asking for this as well.
There's a motion on the floor to deny. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Joel, when Warren speaks with them, it's nothing against them. We'd love to have them if they can hang on for a little bit. This is, folks in the audience, this is a problem we've been wrestling with for many, many years. We're going to get it fixed. So Okay, we move on to item D, business matters. D1, Ewald Chrysler Plymouth Dodge, a new landscape plan as a condition from their approval that we did some months ago. Mr. Dealey.
Yes, this was a condition of that special use approval from last year. UDO requires detailed landscaping plans before the planning commission. They did not provide that at that time last year. So they have provided something more detailed. And again, it's one of those things where staff factored in, you know, the current situation. It's not a brand new development. They're just refurbishing existing buildings, repaving, you know, the paved portion of the lot. So we took that into account when we looked at their landscaping plan. So based on that premise, we're okay with the landscaping plan and we're recommending approval.
Staff recommends approval?
Yeah.
Commission, questions? Suzanne?
I would make a motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Thank you.